So I joined Salford beginning of 2017. I was brought on board, so I have a range of skills, background in the digital space in London. I was looking specifically at, my title is Digital Ecosystems Lead, so it's looking specifically at that range of disruptive technologies, that true digital transformation. So Salford, we've done a lot of, we spent 15 years doing our EPR. So we've done a lot of the optimization, we've done a lot of the enablement that underpins true digital transformation, which is where we actually start looking at the proper change in process. So being Salford, our GDE program has a moderately ambitious program of 50 projects across four themes, and we're closing it at the end of October. So it's been a fun ride. Some small amounts of stress and a few extra grey hairs along the way. My particular program of work has been, let's say, specifically around looking at some of those disruptive technologies. And part of that GDE program, we've done a range of projects involving mobile apps. We've done a range of things involving wearable devices for monitoring patients at home. We've done a couple of projects around changing the way that we operationalize guidelines and use. And actually, it's one of the companies who's exhibiting downstairs who we won an award last week for one of the projects that we did on that. And I'm actually very pleased to see, so in fact, walking around downstairs, there are several faces that I know that I've been speaking with or working with actively as part of our GDE program. So certainly, as I say, it's all with our GDE program, we haven't been focused on doing everything in-house. It's not been our approach. We don't have all of the skills that we need. We don't have all of the knowledge that we need. And quite frankly, if you start talking about specialist skills in certain development languages, if you start looking at those other things, we don't have the resource or the capacity to actually bring those in-house and make it worthwhile. So we have a big focus on public-private partnership to make sure that we bring those things in. Obviously, I'm not going to go through an extensive list of 50 projects, because I don't think anybody's going to be particularly fascinated by me reading out that particular set. Of some of it involves advanced spirometry and looking at documentation redesign. It's not the most thrilling of stuff. But what we have achieved is we've completed our journey as far as the enablement and the optimization side of stuff is concerned. And we're now looking at real, true digital transformation, as I say, so that disruptive set of technologies. So we've taken that forwards, the identify, define, design, build, test, deploy methodology has been our mantra through our GDE program. It's part of that relatively standard set of the change management methodologies, I think it's a lot of people will be familiar with. And we built that into our documentation as our actual stack, how we actually record and actually do that narrative around every project so that everyone can then pick that up and follow it through. It's part of our commitment to being able to actually share these blueprints with the rest of the NHS and actually make it so that we can hand this to hospitals in Leeds, so we can hand this to other hospitals in the Northwest region, over the entire country, and actually go, sort of, if you want to do this, this is how you can achieve it. And certainly, sort of like, you know, from being open and honest with that in a fairly candid way, so that we actually are sharing also those failings. So in fact, where did we do stuff that didn't work? Because in some cases, that's actually more important, I think, than actually saying, sort of, oh, we did this, it was great, it was fantastic, here are the benefits. Doesn't it look great? It's actually, no, this we tried this a couple of times. It didn't work doing it this way. It didn't work doing it this way. But it did work when we did this. So it's helping people to avoid some of those pitfalls. So taking that forwards, though, what we've done is put some slightly more rigor around it. As you can see sort of from the line underneath, there's that identify, visualize, lab test, live test, and deliver phases. So this is what all forms part of what we're now calling the digital factory. Digital factory, future digital, it changes on a weekly basis depending on which of the directors you're talking to and what they've had for lunch. So we're working on a, as I say, sort of there's a lot of that stuff which is looking primarily at the fundamental change. So that this is a space that we've stood up to take the learnings from our GDE program to actually then bring in real change, real fundamental change to the way that we operate as an organization, that we interact with our citizens and our patients, that our clinicians interact peer to peer, and the way that we will actually deliver healthcare needs to fundamentally change. We cannot hold the ground that we've been holding for the last 70 years. It's not going to work, and we need to do it faster. And certainly, so, oh no, I've seen a number of the previous speakers speak before on various of these topics, and I agree wholeheartedly. We've got to do this better, we've got to do this faster, and we've got to share this learning better. And I think that's the core of what the GD program is about. I mean, for us, luckily, actually, our fast follower, the Pennine Acute Trust, who we're actually in the process of consciously coupling with, I think is the phrase I can use safely. But that is one of those ones where it's we are looking at specifically these digital transformation technologies, these disruptive ways of actually delivering care, of actually making things better, safer, faster. Now, everything's going to deliver all of those things. Take closed-loop meds administration, which is one of the things that we're really, really working with, ploughing ahead towards now. You see two meds administration pieces on there. That's not faster, but it is safer and it is better. So it's one of those ones where there has to be an organisational trade-off between those priorities. How do we take this forwards? We're looking at a continual improvement programme going forwards, drawing on the expertise, knowledge, and the creativity of small, medium-sized enterprises. How can we bring that in? How can we work with you? How can we do that without traditionally in the NHS sending you bust? It's one of those ones where we know that we need to tap into new technologies better, faster. I think the standard curve, I believe, from new tech being developed to actually being adopted is about 10 years in the NHS. Yeah, if it's gone well and it's really, really keen. So we've got 3D printing now embedded. We've got mobile apps that we're looking at deploying across some of the things. It's got a couple of the companies in the room here and downstairs who we're working with on projects on that. It can be done at pace. For us, the key thing on that is in that visualizations phase, where you're getting that engagement with the clinicians and you're making sure that you understand, am I treating the symptom or am I fixing the underlying cause of what it is that's delaying things? I'll be on the panel afterwards, so I'll go into more depth on various things if people would like me to. But that methodology for bringing stuff through, as I say, is something that we've developed out of the back of our GDE program. It's been a fairly brutal introspection on what worked, what didn't. Why did it work? Where didn't it work? Why didn't it work? We've committed some of the age-old sins. We've pushed out tech onto people who didn't necessarily want it because it was on the program. It was on the list for the program. So we were going to do it, and they said no, and we did it anyway. And that's met with the success that you would expect it to. But it's making sure that we understand where and why and how. And we've, as I say, designing this entire process, designing this methodology. We're pulling projects now through to actually get them to deliver in weeks and months. You know, we've got two of those projects which are now going to go into their live test that have been in the Digital Experience Centre at Soft Royal for 2-3 months. That's, you know, instead of it being an 18-month process of requirements gathering, then doing a business case, the whole methodology here is start off, innovate, engage, look at what the problems are, bring potential solutions in, engage with the clinical teams, see what their appetite is, do they want this change, make sure it can integrate, make sure it can actually mix with your systems that you've got, make sure it's not going to, you know, transact data in a slightly exciting way along the lines of GDPR, then put it out into a live test and get to a business case. Do a test of change, understand from your own data whether or not you can actually make that change at scale and at pace. Don't just shove stuff out there based on, being polite as possible, a load of supplier data which works at another trust but We've all got very complex, very different sets of systems we need to understand. One of the things that has been great on our GDE journey, partly, but also as we're moving forward into this continuous improvement program, is the support from the suppliers. So we've got SMEs, range of larger businesses, who are working with us on this. They're looking at tapping into new markets. So they're supporting us on that journey. They're working with us. Some of that's that they're supplying kit for free during that test of change period, that they're actually working to, so and we're working with them to build that business case, to build that understanding so that they can demonstrate what their solution can do in the NHS. Anyway, I think I've probably run nearly to time, so I'll wrap it up there. And there's a exciting set of various different things that we're looking at around robotic process automation, around voice interaction, around using mobile apps for automated task management, for task management to actually be routed to the most appropriate member of staff, depending on who it is. So looking at how we can better manage discharges and automate processes that sit around that, so that if a patient's supposed to be going home on a day, they're actually going home on that day instead of it getting to 4 o'clock and realizing we haven't got their take-home drugs ready or we haven't got the senior review. Using virtual consultations, using robotic process automation, using robots to do meds administration and dispensing. And then looking at a patient held record, which I think we're working with the teams from Yorkshire, actually from Leeds, looking with the Helm piece and actually looking at how we bring that to Greater Manchester. And so from the interoperability perspective, and that's been touched on by a number of people, and certainly at Salford, we're looking at that mix of fire and open EHR. And if there are any suppliers who are wanting to know what, certainly here in Greater Manchester, we're setting that agenda as for data interoperability, it is fire and open EHR. That's it. Done. Anyway, thank you very much.